This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I think, like Prof mentioned, in the beginning, I believe that there was a justified movement to try to empower women that were truly not given their rights that, let's say, Islam established centuries ago, right? So in the very beginning, they were talking about having simple rights that are their God-given rights, okay? Right to wealth and property. They didn't have that. They didn't have the right to wealth and property. Forget voting and political participation. This came much later. Yeah. So just at one point, there was the issue of the right to life itself. So women have been treated very badly across history. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so that's why we might say that feminism in the beginning seemed to be justified, right, in order to give women their rights. But slowly it started metamorphosizing to in a very repulsive way, and it started to become associated with severe hatred of men, teaching the woman that she doesn't need men, that men are the devil, that imagine that, okay? That men, and you know, the same happened with the whole fight between white supremacy and black supremacy. It's always like this, one extreme begets another. So men are the worst, men are dictators, men are oppressive, you don't need your husband, you don't need your father to spend on you, you are independent, you're a woman, you can make it on your own, and so on and so forth, right? You can see how it's quickly becoming ugly. And if you want to call it modern feminism, this happened with the sexual revolution, right, in the 50s and 60s, right, of the past century. So not only that, now you have something called modern contraceptives. So therefore, live your life. Right?
Yeah.
Live your life, have as many partners as you want, and you will be surprised.
Marriage
of course. So the point is, feminism quickly started becoming an enemy to something called the nuclear family. A husband and a wife and children, right? Forget about, you know, what's happening now about same parent, God forbid, same gender marriages and so on. But no, just simply that, you know, the traditional marriage, nuclear family, husband and wife and children, you know, they despised that. And they made women, including Muslim women, despise that. What does motherhood mean to many of the feminists? To them, it's almost an enemy to their independence. How can they be independent, and how can they have, you know, a job and a career and so on and so forth? So you can see that it started becoming very ugly. And that's why, like I said in the very beginning, you have to look at the context. So if we talk about the context of a society that is, let us say, very much that has a lot of cultural overtones and undertones, and do not have proper understanding and practice of Islam, okay? And maybe women are being prohibited from getting an education, and they look down upon women, and they have that type of anachronistic perception, then absolutely feminism will look like an angel. Right? Yes, we need feminism. This is what is going to empower us. We need to have that kind of understanding. But if you look at the context, I might even say of a country like Malaysia, okay? So many women becoming professors, associate professors, full professors in academia, working here and there, and even in some of the Arab countries. By the way, you mentioned political participation, Prof. Yeah. You'd be surprised to know. They keep harping on, Islam oppresses women, the hijab oppresses women, you have to have political participation and gender equality and this and that. Do you know that if you look at the studies, the numbers tell you there is higher political participation in Arab and Muslim, non-Arab parliaments than in some of the Western societies themselves? Participation in parliament. This is political participation. So what feminism are you preaching to us? Okay? So this, when you look at the data, it might be surprising. So when you look at that type of a situation, then feminism will look very ugly. It will look like a movement and a theory that is trying to destroy the family, the fabric of society itself, okay? This institution, this sacred institution of marriage, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about, okay? And a lot of women will say, it destroyed our lives. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, okay, in the authentic hadith, that you are going to follow them, the people before you, into the lizard's hole. And they said, O Messenger of Allah, who? The Jews and the Christians? He said, who else? You're going to follow them into the lizard's hole. I have a small observation here. They're coming out of the lizard's hole. They're already coming out. And we are entering. They've already realized its failure to a large extent now. They're backtracking. Look at some of the founding mothers of second wave feminism. They are regretting some of the things they said. They realize that this is not correct. Okay, and that they have ruined the lives of so many women. So when you look at it this way and you look at the context, you can see feminism takes on a very different
understood.
Form.
Now, what is woman empowerment and equality in terms of like feminism? Woman.
You mean in terms of Islam?
In Islam, Islamic perspective, and the modern society. How the, there is any barrier between these two?
Well, as Prof mentioned, absolutely, the ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing people, men and women are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Okay, and mentioning all of these amazing qualities, the obedient, the patient, the truthful,
exactly,
the charitable, right, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, and this ayah also has a reason of revelation. He said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّهُ. It's a very interesting ayah and so applicable today. Do not wish for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored some of you over others. Okay? And then he said, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. Men will have a share of what they earned and women will have a share of what they earned. Ask Allah of His bounty. Do not wish what Allah gave. In other words, do not wish what Allah gave to others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made men and women different, my brothers and sisters. So when feminism tells us men and women are the same, we say no, absolutely not. They are not the same. And guess what? That is amazing. That is the beautiful part. If I can just finish this.
Theologically, it is different.
Biologically,
different.
No one can say
but
otherwise.
The soul is same.
The soul and the spirit may
spirit
be the same, but the this
same.
Human being is different. Men and women are different. When we talk about gender equality in Islam, we might correct that term and say it is rather gender equity rather than gender equality. Okay? And as Prof rightly said, when they say equality meaning sameness, we say absolutely not. They are not the same. Allah created them different. And this is very beautiful and miraculous. And in their differences, they complement each other. And this is the crux of the problem with feminism. Trying to make men and women identical. And they are simply not. But they are complementary. They complement each other. And as they are different in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them slightly different functions and capabilities. Okay?
Different roles.
Different roles.
Different roles.
Absolutely. Prof.
And do they, just a short question, do the women have any inferiority complex over the men, over the past?
I thank you for bringing this up. I find that this is something, this is one of the biggest problems of feminists today, and especially of Muslim females who are possibly towing that line. There seems to be an inferiority complex about what it means to be female. Female is inferior in some way. My dear sisters, femininity is not about being more like males. That's a paradox. That's a contradiction in terms.
Feminism is a precious thing, what we would say. Like we, you know, we...
Femininity is about being yourself and being proud of being a female, not the other way around.
Yes.
So a lot of feminists, okay, who espouse feminism, talk about, you know, we're going to be just like the males. Then what happened to your femininity? Yes. That's the whole idea. Well, there's a complex
both
there.
Both are special in their...
Absolutely.
Their own way,
absolutely.
You know, God's creation. You know, men and women have their own specialities. We cannot say that, you know, like, men is superior and women is inferior or the other way. In terms of their responsibility and their, you know...
Right. Both have responsibilities, obligations, rights. But they may be slightly different. And this is what feminism has gotten wrong. So, I've never been pregnant. Any males in the audience? Pregnant? No?
So we don't know the pain. We cannot...
So this is something very special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for the female herself. I mean, is this so difficult to understand? That's why you understand the feminist war on something called motherhood and pregnancy and the nuclear marriage, the nuclear family or household, right? Because without attacking that, they cannot further... the agenda that there is, you know. So I think there will be feminists whose intention might be positive and good-willed, but there are others who are doing otherwise.
Okay, I'll come back to you again. Now, to Shaima, okay.